I'll begin with the halachic part of this week's parasha first. The first mitzvah in the third period of Rivia. So Rothman mentioned a lot of the hashkafa also has to come through in this year. So there's hashkafa of the mitzvah also, which as Rothman mentioned it, I decided on the spot to bring it up. Firstly, every Jew has to realize Pir Virivya is a chiyuv gomor, it's a mitzvah gemura. The reason why a Jew gets married is not because it's naturally the thing people want to do or it's the right way of living, because it's a chiyuv gomor. It's important nowadays to emphasize it. As the world is a bissel meshige, people's priorities are a bissel, and even Bnei Torah, I have two Talmidim who learned by me years ago. They called me last Friday morning telling me that they just passed the bar. They're both Baruch Hashem successful Manhattan lawyers by now. Nevach, they're still Bochrim. Now they're trying to get married. Now, 4 or 5 years ago when they were in their earlier 20s, they were more involved in Shidduchim. Slowly, they got involved in career pursuing and they got distracted. Getting married is not a good thing to do. It's a chiyuv gomor. When the time is right. Shmona Esrei, Esrim. Then there's the time of every person has to be oisik b'torah and a certain amount to be able to be first b'zoicha to some level of kinyan torah. But it's a chiyuv gomor. It's a chiyuv gomor. It's not something, and at some point, when you reach, just like when you reach Erev Sukkos, there's a limit of how much time and effort you can put in to get that Mohudu Dike Esrig. When time, as Shkia is getting closer on Erev Sukkos, you know, you have to choose your lulav no matter what. You can't say, well, I was looking for the perfect green lulav without any split or anything. It goes that way in life also. A person can't be... I still have a chaver. We learned in Yishuv Ketana together. He's still looking for his shirach. But he's looking for his first shirach to be a guy for Rivya. Even. At age 44, he hasn't gotten married yet. Why? He's still looking, never. Life is short. There's a chiyuv gomor. Pir v'rivya is a chiyuv gomor. It's a mitzvah. It's not... It might not be appropriate. You're still young for me to bring it up, but... It's important. I had a Rebbe in 7th grade. He always used to say a vart. He was an older man, and he used to say this vart over and over. He almost drilled it into us, and we always thought it was so funny the way he says the vart. We thought it was a very stupid vart, until I was much older to appreciate it. He used to say, he said the vart from the Kotzker. Kotzker asks Akasha, what does it mean, alev avecha? Besoich levavcha. Hadvarim ha'ele should be alev avcha. Hadvarim ha'ele should be besoich levavcha, in your heart. It's the same word from the Kotzker. You put it on the heart. That one day, maybe if the heart will open up, it should fall in. As a young kid, I heard this word. I never appreciated it. Until one day my heart opened up and I chapped the depth of the idea. There's many things. Even if it's not appropriate, legamre, it's not nergei alamaisa at the time, or it's not shaykh to be masik the idea that. It's a chiv of a Rebbe, sometimes to put it on the heart. One day, when the heart will open up, when the time will be right, the Beis Hashem should fall in. Getting married is a chiv gomor. Chiv gomor. Zemuna, and it's bitochen, absolutely. Kadosh Baruch Hu helps all of us who try to do mitzvahs. Kadosh Baruch Hu helps us be mekayem the mitzvahs b'shleimus. Marriage is, as the Gemara calls it in Gittin, it's a mitzvah rabbah, one of the greatest mitzvahs a person could do. Now, what is the mitzvah peri v'riva? Halacha l'maisa. So there's the shita of the minchas chinuch, and I would say, basically, ever since the minchas chinuch, that's the more common muskel rishon understood by people what the mitzvah peri v'riva is. The Gemara in Yevamos tells us when, what's the chiyuv of Pir Berivya? Till when? Machlik is Beshami Beis Hila. Whether it's, you have to have Mishnah, 6th Perek. So the Mishnah reads like this. Appreciate the lashon of the Mishnah. Lo yevatel adam, person should be mevatel mipir v'rivye, elim ken yesh lo ibonim. Only if he has sons, children, I should say. Touch. Beisham yer mishnei zcharim, beis hilor mim zochar unekeva shenemar zochar unekeva brom. We pass like beis hilor that a person is chayv mipir v'rivye till he has two children, a zohar and a nekeva. If he has only zcharim, he's still chayiv per rivya till he'll also have a nekeva. Same thing as chayiv. If he has a nekeva, till he'll also have a ben zohar. He could have 10 daughters until he has a son, he's still chayiv to be yosek per rivya. Now, what is the mitzvah itself? What's the maisah mitzvah? So the mashmos, the way Minchas Chinuch learns, is that the Maisa Mitzvah is having children. The Kiyuma Mitzvah, so to speak, is having children born to you. That is the Kiyuma of the Mitzvah. Now, Imkein, it's a very strange Mitzvah. It's a Mitzvah that you do a Maisa, which the fulfillment of that Maisa is not in your hands. Person gets married, he lives a married life. Whether or not he'll have children is totally bidei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's one of the three maftechis which are nimsar bidei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. What will we say? That he didn't do his maisa mitzvah, he doesn't have a kiyuma mitzvah unless they're born. So you have a mitzvah which is, so to speak, totally bidei Shamayim, not bidei Yodom. Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva raises this, that it's a strange hashkofa almost to look at it that way. There's a mahalach that Rav Moshe has. It's a mahalach which my great-great-grandfather, Rabbi Leo Feinstein, Rabbi Leo Pruzhiner, Rav Moshe Salveshik's father-in-law, his uncle of Rav Moshe, he has a long Tshuva in his sefer, Halichas Leo. He's marich to explain that no, it's a davar poshut. He says the mitzvah is not having the children. Exactly what was bothering his nephew Reb Moshe. You can't have such a mitzvah, which is tali bidei odom, with tali bidei shamayim. The mitzvah is living a married, according to mikdash isha, to get married. That itself is haschala of the mitzvah, but living a married life properly, doing a ma'aseh bia, is a chiyuv, which is a kiyum of the mitzvah of Piriyah V'Riviyah. The maisa, which will bring the toitza, which could bring a toitza, I should say, of having children, that is the maisa mitzvah and the kiyum mitzvah as well. Which the Yerushalmi says, betin, there would be a takon of a bracha. There should have been a takon of a bracha. Chazal, for certain reasons, weren't misakin a bracha. Asher kitshonu b'mitzvah yisavitzivonu. A maisa mitzvah. And that's the Kiyuma Mitzvah also. What is the Mishnah saying? What?
If they have children, you need to find your
body. Yeah.
You have to have...
That what?
You have to attempt.
The Chiyuv is to attempt. And Hanami, as the Gemara, there's Mishnah, it's Halachos Mufroshes and Hilchos Ishus, a person has to marry someone who doesn't have a ben v'bas, is chayiv to marry an Ishus a bas banim. He can't marry an older woman who can't have children. And a person who's married for 10 years, Meikar Adin, not Bizman Azif for certain reasons, because we're not maybe worthy to know what the reason was, but Be'etzim, someone who's married for 10 years, doesn't have children, has to marry Bas Bonim. If someone is in his 60s and he becomes an alman or something and he doesn't have children, he's chayv to try to marry a young woman who he'll be able to have children from. That's the point. What's the lashon of the Mishnah? Lo yevatel adam mipiriyah v'rivyah, Elin ken yesh leibonim. Zokter Moshe, Zokter Beli Prushim, they both say this ma'ala. Having a ben ve'bas, that's not the kiyum ha-mitzvah. That's till when you're chayv to do the mitzvah. Someone who has a ben ve'bas, he's already potter. What does it mean, potter? Not that he, because someone who's married, he's being mekayem a mitzvah by living a married life. Oh, but till when is he chayv to remain married? Till he'll have a ben ve'bas. Till when is he chayv to marry someone if he, his first wife is whatever? Till he'll have a ben ve'bas. He's chayv and piriviri, but till he'll have a ben ve'bas. Someone has a ben ve'bas, he's already potter. It's a pointer. It's not that that is the kiyum. The kiyum is to be part of a rove. At kamo, a person has, according to Beis Shammai, shnei bonim, and shnei zchorim, and according to Beis Hillel, ben v'bas, he's potter from the mitzvah.
So you
the thing is like this. The chiyum, the geder ha-mitzvah has a shear. A person is not chayv to be yosik the whole time till he in yoni issues till he'll have a ben v'bas. Even that's a chiddush. The achronim are marach. He's only chayv if he gather oino. It's not, and the ma'ase even that will have gedorim. So it's not a problem. The ma'ase gerushin, but ein echanami. So someone who doesn't have a ben v'bas and he's megarish his wife. He's chayv gomer to. To be mekadesh another isha and to live a married life, just like every 26 or 27 year old out there who instead of pursuing careers is chayv to get married. It's a chiyuv gomer. It's a chiyuv gomer until the person has a ben v'bas. It's a chiyuv gomer to get married.
You're still being mekayim the mitzvah after. Even though it's mitzvah, you're still being mekayim the
mitzvah. Pashtus, yes. That I mean, lemaise, I don't have clear eyes to that. Many times I've noted there's a halacha vayta that a person that midrabon on there's a din. It's a midivre kabbalah la'er val tanach yodecha. Even if a person has many children, he should still try to have more children. Okay, that's my understanding of the halacha of la'er val tanach yodecha is that la'er val tanach yodecha is midivre kabbalah that he's chayev to try to have more chayev that he, it's right thing for him to try to have more. But avad it's going to be a kiyum d'oraisa. B'doyma, I mentioned the Netziv earlier this week. When on every achidus kizayis matzah b'leil pesach, it's part of b'erev teichlu matzah. Even though you eat one kizayis, you yoytz it, but lemais it's part of erev teichlu matzah. Having more children, more than a ben v'bas, it's all part of being parev rove. Of course, it's a kiyum gomor. It's not a mitzvah chiyuv, so to speak, that you're chayv to do. But of course, there's a kiyum d'araisa of being parev rove. Lemais you are being oisik. I shouldn't say having the children, because that's why it's the minchas chinuch smal. But being oisik in issues which will bring more children, that is a kiyum d'araisa of pirev v'rivi. Of course, it is. Yes. Yes.
You have to have kavana for it.
Oh, so here this is a point. I'll get to it. Just a second. Even according to minchas chinuch, it's muchrach. That ben v'bas, it's muchrach in the sugya. Rabbi Prushim Mamish proves it from the sugya, from that ben v'bas is a poiter, and it's not right to say that it's the kiyum ha-mitzvah of having the ben v'bas that's the poiter. Rather, ben v'bas are be'etzim a poiter. What would be? I'll give an example. If someone had a kavanah shelo l'shem mitzvah, he's an avarian. Says I'm not doing this ma'aseh l'shem mitzvah. Le'hediyah shelo l'shem mitzvah, which according to everyone you can't be mekayim. Someone eats matzah shelo l'shem mitzvah is not mekayim mitzvah. If you have an avarian, lahach, says that l'shelo l'shem mitzvah, and he has a ben that's born from this. He has a bas who's born. Is he now chayv and pirav v'riv? Then he does tshuva, he becomes from erlich. But l'ma'aseh, he wants to know is he chayv and pirav v'riv or not. Avadi is not chayv in pirav v'riv. What's my raya? The sugi over here in Yevamos says, whole shakla v'tari, a goy who has bonim b'giyusoy when he's a goy, is the chayv pirav v'riv once he becomes a Jew. Now, from the lumdus of the Gemara, it comes out that the shayla is in hilchas yichus. Is he considered his son or is not considered his son? Tainis rebelli prushina. Tainis. Akiyum ha-mitzvah vadi didn't have b'shas he was a goy. He has no chiyuv of mitzvahs he only got once he was makabel on mitzvahs, he became Jewish. What's the tzad to say that he's potter? Avad, he says, Ben Vabas is a poiter. Ben Vabas is not that at Kama he did his chiyuv, not because of the kiyum mitzvah of Ben Vabas, that he doesn't have to be mekayem the mitzvah anymore. It's because of Ben Vabas, that's a poiter, because Lamaisa, he was poiter of a rove. At Kama child is Mesiach Isa Acharov, that the child's yichus is Mesiachis, that he's considered the child of his father, then halachically, he's part of a rove. Gendik, he's potter. If he did it in a knife, that there was no kima mitzvah because it was only when he was a goy, so what? Or if it was a knife in. What? If it was a bilas iser, we'll say it's mitzvah above avera. It's a gate minishton, it's not ma'akiv. And it's true that even a ben mamzer potters his father. No, sorry, it's not so poshut because that might be because be'etzim, but not because the bias iser, Vaiter could go because he's a zera apostle, but be'etzim a ben from a chayv lavin avada it doesn't make a difference if there was a ma'is iser mitzvah bo ba'aveiro or mitzvah or lamando my mitzvah sichas kavon if he didn't have kavona or if he had a kavona hafuch. Hafuchis, according to the Ran, who says that even man of mitzvahs lo yitzchus kavan, if you ever kavan hafuchis, then you're not vada, you're not yoytzer. He says, but avada ben vabas is a poiter. A ben vabas is mitzvahs is a poiter. And the greatest right is from goy. Yes.
So what if they die?
What?
What if the kids die?
Ein echanami, he's chayv again, the Gemara says. Mesu, he's chayv vayta to yoytzik and piriv
rivya. Unless they have kids.
Unless they have kids, right, yeah. And the same thing, if he has sons, not a daughter, and then one of his sons has a daughter, it also then he becomes potter. If the moment when from his descendants he has a zochron and a keva, he becomes potter. If they die, exactly that's taka nochana kud. We lechuyu see vayt, not like the minchas chinuch. At least not that the ben mabas he becomes chayiv again. Why? He's lacking in his kiyum mitzvah. No, he's lacking in his potter. So the raya from the sugya from exactly mesu is a gevaldik raya, mesu or begiusoi is a klo raya that zochor nekeva is a poiter. It's not that's because it's a fulfillment a kiyum that's the poiter. Rather zochor nekeva beetzim are a poiter, and that's talking the lashon the mishnah lo yevatil odom mi piriv verivya elohim kein yesh loy bonim. Once he has bonim, he could be mevatil. He's not chayv to do the mitzvah anymore. Yes.
How far does that go? Let's say, like in the Holocaust, if you would have three generations that were killed at once. Does that mean all the way back his mitzvah period was the battle?
According to Minchas Chinuch. According to Ramosh, according to Avadah Nisht. Even if at common a person gets married and he's doing that which is up to him, the outcome doesn't make a difference. But so according to Ramosha, the question that you're asking is only yes, a person who's 70 years old went through another Holocaust and he doesn't have a surviving descendant, does he have to get married? Answer is absolutely yes. That's true anyway.
You know, but if he died and all his descendants, then it was his mitzvah matkiyah.
Your question, Chab, is only going to be according to Minchas Chinuch.
Right.
It's a strange thing to say that yes. The whole thing is strange to say that if your child dies afterwards, it's from his Bar Mitzvah, afraid that you don't have a mitzvah. So what's the mitzvah? Your mitzvah is to have kids, to have live descendants. It's a shver agdara. At the end of the tshuva, Rabbi Prushner, he doesn't even write, he's not Mesiach Minchas Chinuch, after he goes raya after raya, coming off the sugi, he says, I was marich in something, shaloi kedarki, and I brought rayas more than I really feel is necessary, just since it's the Choshev Sefer that came out, that's the Minchas Chinuch that came out, who it's mashma mitoich dvor, that the mitzvah is to have children, to be mevaris things which are poshut, not nishtazik. I was marich shaloiki gidri. B'cholofen, the rayas are very very stark rayas, and I find that even the Minchas Chinuch, I wonder. It's very schwer. How to get out of the rayas to learn differently. Ben Vabas is called, it's a point, and that's taka the lashon of the mission of Lo Yevatel Odom Mipiri Yivirivya. in this week's parasha, this is it. There's a lot of nekudas to shtel on. First, we'll shtel on Noach. Ela toldas Noach. Noach ish tzadik. Tomim hoyu b'deroysov. Es elikim is halich Noach. So other rishonim shtel on the kefaloshen ish tzadik tomim. Different rishonim. Bring out different kudus. The pashtus is the more poshtem halach that goes through most rishonim is a tzaddik. And tomim is referring one to mitzvahs ben adam lechaveroi, mitzvahs ben adam lamokoim. It's mashmazik from the medrash. There's the medrash in this week's parasha also on this pasuk tzaddik tomim tzaddik b'maisav. And Tomim Mashmos is vital that he's Tovla Shomayim and Tovla Brios. That's the concept of Tzadik Tomim. It's Mashmos the Medrash that way also. Tzadik Tomim is Tovla Shomayim and Tovla Brios. The Ramban adds that on the Posuk Vaita Eser Likim is Halich Noyach, that the Posuk is emphasizing that he was Tovla Shomayim, Tovla Brios, and he had another Nekuda. He lived with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He lived with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? So we have a Ramo and a Gro in Shulchan Aruch who explain it quite clear. The Rama, the first Rama in Shulchan Aruch, says, "Shivisi Hashem li negdi somid uklal godol batoyru b'malas atzadikim." It's a klal godol. B'malas batoyru u'b'malas atzadikim. When we speak about a mile of a tzadik, Asher holchim lifnei ha'elukim, who are mishalich lifnei ha'elukim. Ki ein yeshiva sa'odom v'tnuoysov. A person, the way he sits, and the way he moves, and v'asok, the way he behaves, v'hu levade b'beisoy, and he's on his own at home, ki yeshivosoy, the way he sits, and the way he moves, and the way he does his business, the way he acts, v'hu lifnei melech godol. When he's in front of a Melech Godoil, it's different. V'loy diburoi, the way a person talks. V'harchovas piv, k'ritzoinoi, v'um anshe beisei, v'kroivov, ki diburoi, when he's b'moishav ha-melech. Kol shekein, k'shiyosim ha-odem ha-liboi, sh'ha-melech ha-godoil, ha-kodesh baruch hu, ha-shemolei kol ha-oretz kvoidoi, is oimeid olav, and he's in his presence, v'roi b'ma'asov, k'moishanem, as the Pasuk says, im yisoser ish b'mistorim, v'ani lo ye'erenun u'um Hashem, miyad. When a person comes to that recognition and he properly recognizes and realizes that he is in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu the whole time, Yagir Elav Hayira V'Hahachna'a U'Pachad Hashem Yizborach U'Boshtoy Mimenu Tomid. And it's such a matziv V'Leiz Ba'esh M'Pnei B'nei Odom Amam Ligim Olav Avodos Hashem, because he realizes he's in front of the Melech. He won't pay attention to opinions of human beings. Now, over here, the Ramo just described a certain hashkafa, which he says is a klal godoil, batoiro, ubemailoi sa tzadikim, the mailoi tzadikim asher holchim lefnei ho elokim. Says the Gro, it's a klal godoil, batoiro, okay, he brings a makor for that. Gemara in Brachos, and he says, "Ubemalei sa tzadikim asherol chum fnei alikim." Says the Gro, "Kemoi shekosuv ish tzadik tomim haya eser alikim hisalich noyach." The Gro in Shulchan Aruch learns what was the mila of noyach. What's the taitch of eser alikim hisalich noyach? He was a tzadik tomim tzadik tov la shemaim tov la brias. What's the pasuk adding? Saying as Elikim b'salich noach, he lived with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. With that recognition that he's in the presence of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that's how Noach achieved his madregas. How did Noach achieve his madrega of being in the tzaddik tamim, achieving the madrega who he was? The pasuk tells us, "Es ha'elukim is halich Noach." He lived with a constant recognition that he is in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Gra brings as the makar of the Ramah, that this midah, the first Ramah, the midah of Shivisi Hashem Linegdi Somid, and the Ramah says on that it's a klal godoil in Torah and in the milas of tzaddikim. That's what tzaddikim, how they reach their milas. That was Noach, says the Gra. And he says the makar of the Ramah is the pasuk. Eso Elohim, his Aleich Noach. The Gra learns that kipshutoi. He walked in front of Hashem. What does that mean, he walked? We all are walking in front of Hashem. But he lived that recognition. He lived a life recognizing that he is in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was Mekayim properly. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Yisomim. That was Noach's Maila. Yes.
What was the
lashon
of the Ramah?
Who klal godoil b'toyro u'bema'alas hatzadikim.
What did you say?
Asher holchim lifnei ha'elikim. That they are mahalich lifnei ha'elikim. The Ramah touches it that way.
So Noach dafka wasn't
lifnei.
It wasn't
lashon lifnei. Oh, so yeah. So Noach hayotzorch sad letamchoy. Lemaisa, the Gra learns that Avram also his halich lefonai veheyetomim. What was the Kodesh Baruch Hu telling him? Shtaig weiter in what? In shivisi Hashem lenegdi somit. Says the Gra, the Hemshech, v'chein b'chanoich. The pasuk says v'is halich chanoich eser elokim. Chanoich's madrege that he was a tzaddik. Chanoich Noach's grandfather. He was taken early. The pasuk says that he was a tzaddik. His mind was that if he, I salei chanoch salikim v'chein ba'avos. The pasuk says, "Asher is halchu avos ay lefonov." Yankiv Avinu, when he spoke about the avos, the Yitzchak and Avram, he referred to "Asher is halchu avos ay lefonov." They lived their lives in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First Ramon Shulchan Aruch is this Yisod. The person, a Jew, has to realize Meloi Chol Aretz Kvoidoi. The world is full of Hashem's glory. The Lashon of the Zohar is Leis Asar Deponu Minei. There's no place which is Ponu from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The lashon of the Gemara is Chazal that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the Mekoymoi Shel Olam. That's what Hakadosh Baruch Hu is referred to as the Mekoym. V'loy HaOlam Mekoymoi. A person properly internalizes this idea that Hakadosh Baruch Hu's presence is everywhere. We're living in the presence of Hashem. Ultimately, that's what's going to bring a person to the maila of becoming a tzaddik tamim. As Ramo explained. Because it should change the whole behavior of a person. How a person acts and how a person behaves. It's an avoida that every yochid has to work on. The most appropriate beginning of an avoda for every bocher, every yochid, the beginning of life, the basic haschola should be by davening, which the whole mahus of davening is, according to Reb Chaim in the Chiddush Rabbi Chaim Alevi in Hilchos Tefillah, the essence of what davening is. is recognizing that you're noichach pnei Hashem and you're in the presence of Hashem and you're speaking to Hashem. The kavonas hamilois, kavona of the words, is less important than the basic kavona of tefillah, which is ma'akiv, which is that recognition of standing in Hashem's presence. Perush hamilos, going to Reb Chaim, is ma'akiv, as he points out, only in the first bracha. While going to Reb Chaim, having that recognition that you're standing in front of Hashem, you're speaking to Hashem, is ma'akiv throughout davening. Because that's what davening is. Davening is not saying words, expressing your needs. It's recognizing that you're standing in front of Hashem and you are saying the words to Him. Therefore we say our brachas in the lashon of Noicheach, Baruch Ata. By davening, that's the yisod of Avodas Halev, Shehu Tefillah, according to Reb Chaim, is this yisod. Recognizing being in the presence of Hashem and speaking to Hashem. That's the Avodas Halev. Avodas Shebalev, Vavadim. Is referring to mitzvah avodah shebalev, which is referring to mitzvah tefillah. Brachas. When we say brachas, we also say brachas in the lashon of noicheach, speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To train ourselves to say brachas with kavana, not just kavana samilis, but more importantly, I should say, than Kavanas Hamilos, is that recognition that we're speaking, expressing the bracha to Hashem. We're speaking Nocheach, Baruch Ata. That's as a haschola to work on this. The next dargi is to realize when we sit in the Bes Medrash. Mimikdoshi Tiro. Which Lalocha refers to Migdash Ma'at also. To recognize, Vayter, that there's a greater Gilui Shechin in the Bes Medrash, that we're in the presence of Hashem. And the higher Madrega is Vaisalech Chanoich Yisrael Elokim, that the whole Mahalach, a person walks and lives, should be with that recognition that he's in Hashem's presence. The Gemara says, "Ein koren sanua." Person can only be zoyche to be referred to as being sanua. El mishu tsanua bebeis hakise. And in every single situation, a person realizes to be misnayg b'tznius. He recognizes that he's lifnei Hashem. On a similar line, the Gros says, why in Birkas Asher Yotzar do we refer to the Kisei HaKavod? Goli Yodu Alifnei Chisei Chvodecha. There is nothing mundane by a human that's not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kisei HaKavod. Even the Nekovim, their Pasuach or their Sosum, it's also Bahashgocha, and it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as a shaykhis to the Gilu Shechina in this world, to the Kisei HaKavod. So as Goli Yudu Alef Nechi Seich Voidecha. The Netziv points out another nekuda here. He teaches us that the kimin salich noyach, that noyach, who was tov la shemayim and tov la brius, it wasn't just on the natural level of being Tov Labrius, that he had a natural tendency to be Tov Labrius. Says the Netziv, a person who is a mativ with Acherim, for him to be Zoyche in a Hashgoch from Shemayim of Hatova to him in the schus of that, there's different madrigas. Chazal say kol merachim ala briyos merachim alav min hashamayim mida keneged mida. Someone who's mative with others, Kadosh Baruch Hu was mative with him. On the basic level, that a person should be zoicha to socher toiv perisein boilam hazeh, because he does chesed with others. Every person who does chesed, even if it's coming from not a special his gabrus of an avodah, but it's coming naturally from the person, person can be zoicha. Merachim alav min hashamayim, person will be zoicha mida keneged mida. That a person should be zoicha, that be'idan ritcha. There's times that there's a midas hadin in the world. There's a concept which we find in the Gemara, specifically in Menachos, the Gemara of Rav Katina, the Gabi Tzitzis. Rav Katina was speaking to a malach, and he was telling him on the fact that he's not wearing a beged dalet kanfis to be mechayev himself in tzitzis. So Rav Katina asked, there's no chiyuv to put on a beged dalet kanfis to be mechayev yourself in tzitzis. I'm being punished for that. So he told him, Be'idan Ritche, at a time of Midas Adin, there's a punishment for that. For not putting yourself into a situation where you'll be chayv in mitzvah. Not putting on dalet kanfis, which the Harid Halacha is that you only chayv on tzitzis once you wear the beged of dalet kanfis. There's no chiyuv gomur, there's no chiyuv be'etzim midoraisa, to put on a beged dalet kanfis and then become a chuyv in tzitzis and put on have the tzitzis on them. It's not like shofar, sukkah, mezuzah, etc., that you chayv to put the mezuzah on the house. Well, it's not a chayv as a beged, it's a chayv as on the garment. Once he wears the beged, he's chayv to put on the tzitzis, so he's chayv to have tzitzis on the beged once he wears it. Told the master of Katina, but be the ritcha, mian shia, say, such a thing you get punishment for. Rabbi Yonah says, and idam ritcha, there's a punishment even on the fact that you weren't chaymed belayv, that you didn't have an ishtoikikus to bring yourself to a chiyuv of the mitzvah. Says the Netziv, for a person to be zoicha, then in Idan Ritcha, in a time of Midas Adin, to be able to be zoicha to Yeshua, to Rachmim, to Chesed, he has to be meitiv acherim in an oifim which is lemala min ateva. What does that mean, being meitiv with acherim lemala min ateva? It's very simple. When a person is misgaber against his teva, to change his teva, to work on his teva, that's what the Netziv means. He explains it clearly. When a person is misgaber against his natural tendency, and he makes himself into a toiv labriyos, not just that which comes naturally as being toiv labriyos. If a person by nature is not a toiv labriyos, if a person by nature is not focused on others, he's egoistic, focused on himself naturally, a person working on himself, changing his outlook and attitude, bringing other people into his life, breaking his ego in the sense that he's going out to others, lemalam in that which naturally comes to him, he's zoiche, that even in the idan ritcha, he's zoiche, terachmimim, techesed. Says the Netziv, the Pasuk is emphasizing that he was a meitiv labrius because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of the tzivui. And he took it as a form of an avoid to work on himself. He extended himself to others in ways which were not naturally natural to him. He did it l'shem shomayim. That's why he was zoche to be nitzel from the mabul. L'malam min ateva. Because he went the extra mile, lemala min ateva, more than came naturally to him. Now we should appreciate this, it's tremendous, he said it in the this is true, but Pashtus, in all aspects of one working on himself. When a person has in his gabrus, lemalam in his teva, a person extends himself to more than naturally is coming to him, which is normal for him. He takes that extra step. He bends his back backwards that extra bit more. That his gabrus is mezakeh a person that he's zoichet ha'anogav lemalam in ateva. Because he goes midah k'neged midah, because the person himself goes lemalam in ateva, he's zoichet ha'kudosh baruch hu misnag with him lemalam in ateva. When a person has a natural tendency towards a chait, and he holds himself back in a non-natural way because of Yiras Hashem, says the Stipler, he has a special kach that he's able to daven at that time. To be zoich in Yeshu, he has a schus of lemalam in ateva, because he is changing his teva, he's working on his teva. He's not going after his natural physical impulses. He's not being physical on an impulse. He has Yiras Shamayim. He's holding himself on a madrega which is not shaykh to the natural physical laws. He's being magbir his seichel on his goof. He's being magbir his seichel. He's being mashlit his neshama on himself. He's zoichel amala min ateva, because he's going against the teva. He's not going with that which comes naturally. There's another two nekudas on the Mabul which I'll mention. This is Ramban, very important Ramban in this week's parasha. To appreciate. Ramban points out how there's so many different types of species, animals, from all different, you have thousands and thousands of different types of shrutzim alone. Thousands of different types of birds. I should say. Yodua, says Ramban, ki achayos rabois ma'oid. Umehen gdoilois ma'oid. You have very big chayos. Kipilim, uchreimim, v'aremes aremes aloretz rav ma'oid. Gam eif ha'shemayim minim rabim eile em mispor. V'hinei starich lavi mikulam shilidu kemoisam. Noyach had to bring from every single min, a zochon and a nekeva. V'hinei starich lavi. First, he has to bring all the species, which Lamaise Chazal say came b'derech nes. The kasha tasif l'kula ma'achol ashi yochel l'shana t'mima. To collect food, that should be enough for a full year for all the animals. Le'tochim oisa ma'teva azayis. The teva can't contain them. V'lo'y eser kayoit zibo. 10 tevois kayoit zibo aren't big enough. Shlosh mi'asama is big. 150 cubic meters, basically. In feet, that's 450 feet long. It's big. That's claim. Quite tall also. But for them, for all the animals of the world, all the different species, not shaykh b'chlal. Eser kayot zibay, 10 tevas won't be big enough. And with all the food that's needed. Says the Ramban, avlehu neis. Hichzik muat is amirube. It was a nes, gomer, that the muat, the teva, contained all of it. Just like it was a nes, wasn't shaykh for enough to collect all these animals. They came b'derech nes. He had the food b'derech nes. And the teva contained them b'derech nes. The whole thing was one big nes. The whole thing was one big lemalam in a teva. Rosh Hashiva in his book, it's quite marachim. And if someone has any stupid questions on different aspects of the Mabul from a Teva point of view, the whole thing wasn't working al pi Teva, with the rules of nature. Rashi brings the Chazal that there were goyver meyatzmam, that there was a koyach, the water itself grew in volume and in heat on its own. The waters had different powers than what we know as regular water has. The whole matzav wasn't teva. The hatzola wasn't teva. The teva wasn't teva. Everything was lamala min ha-teva. Chazal say that the whole system of the Bria didn't work for a whole year. There was no shkia and zricha. That means the world didn't turn on its own axis. The whole marechas shamayim kirchovim, it all was on hold for a whole year. Teva was changed. Teva was different. There was no rules of teva for that, for the whole year. I still remember as a young kid discussing with my father, asking him about different things, about dinosaurs, about things which are a million years old, etc., different findings, etc. Anything that dates back till the Mabul, during the year of the Mabul, things could have aged billions of years. The moment you don't have the same rules of natural law that we have today, that it didn't go during the year of the Mabul, and before the Mabul they didn't have. Before the Mabul also the Teva was different, as the Psukim tell us explicitly in Chazal HaMarachin, in the Medrash. There were no seasons. As Chazal explained the Psukim, it's only after the Mabul there was Kayitz, V'choyrev, Kor, V'choy. Before the Mabul was all spring, all year round. It wasn't just that. There were many different things in nature were different. But Benkech and Benkech, during the year of the Mabul, nature, natural law, the way we know it today, wasn't existent. And the moment you change some details of natural law, again, the whole thing goes, haywire. There's no... The Bria, the rules of nature fit together totally, b'shleimus nifla, just like the Torah fits b'shleimus nifla. The rules of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah and the rules of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria are totally mushlam. They're perfect. They're beautiful. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to change the rules of nature, and the Tkufa of the Mabul didn't have any rules of nature, it's all a malam in HaTeva. In earlier versions of Rosh Hashiva's book, which he took out a lot of it, I enjoyed it immensely. It was fascinating reading. But a lot of some of it's still there when he discussed the Mabul. He took from some Bible critics describing the impossible journey in Tevas Noyach. Basically, and going how it's totally not shayich b'chlal from. It's not shayich b'chlal to put all the animals of the world into a teva. Speaking about it, I think there's something. There's millions of species of animals. How it's not shayich to put them into a teva? As Ramban points out, how's not shayich to be feeding them a crew of noyach and his sons and daughters-in-law and his wife? So what do we have over there? You had eight people. Noach, his wife, and three sons and three daughters-in-law. How is it shayach b'chlal? Al piteva in a chanami. To think that, and to try to explain anything al piteva is absolutely stupid, because it's not teva, says the Ramban. It's all a malam in a teva. And therefore, to go ask different questions al piteva, how is this shayach? How is that shayach? In a chanami, the whole thing's not shayach al piteva. The whole thing is one nes. So some stupid critic is going to come up. Well, if all the animals were saved by the Mabul and they all came out in Hari Ararat, so how do you have an island of Madagascar, a certain type of species that can't swim? akasha famaisa tzigla avaisa. When he's speaking in the mahalach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recreating the world after the Mabul, recreating Teva after the Mabul, Kai, it's Chayrif, the whole world went through a recreation. Ask some stupid, punk, that's what's bothering you. Does it the Baya? Now the word on Vishtayt Mizma Shilin Yom Shabbos, Ishbar lo yov, Uchsil lo yov in a zois. The Ksil, was versteht ihr nicht? Oh, he has one specific kasha. Das ist schwer. Ksil oyovin azois. He points to one that this is bothering him. It's a Ksil. The whole picture, you do understand. Yishbar lo yeido. And what? Ksil oyovin azois. He goes to one lips in the kuda. He has a psashani. He found some species in Madagascar that can't swim. So it's a kasha for maise. How did it come from? Hari Arora? Goinus. Oh, so you have to say, Hashem, you're... Never. Nothing's teva. Lamalamina teva. And that's also one of the greatest Musar Haskels. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees to be Mekayim the Bris, he sees to save Noyach, he sees to save the world. Harba Drochim Lamokim, Harba Revach Vatzola Lamokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. How to do things. How when Anshei Oisei Ador, they said that they'll be soisim, that they'll do all these different things, that they have a koyach to go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be able to stop the Malbo from ever happening, and they're not going to allow Noyach. Harber Jochim Lamokim. Revach Vatzol, as a lotion of Chazal, exactly on Noyach. Many ways HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to save his tzaddikim, to save the people who he wants to save. There's another nekuda which I could be marich barichus niflo, but I'll be mekatzer. But I want to point it out. There's another nekuda which you can learn from Noyach, and I think it's very appropriate to our generation and our times. Chazal say on different people that they're mechayiv different people. Hillel's mechayiv the aniim. If a person's not Isaac Batura, he's not in the right Madrega, and he says, I couldn't learn Torah because I was poor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu point to Hillel and say, Hillel was the poorest man going, and he became the God of Lador, the greatest Talmud Chacham's generation. The Gemara then gives the whole story. He used to go chop wood, sell half the wood, and go learn in Bais Medrash for the rest of the day. And every Yosef is Mechayiv, those who have a strong Yetzer Hara. Every different... In a certain sense, Noyach is a mechayv of all of us nowadays. We're living in a crazy world, in a very hard world, so to speak. Growing up in such a world is a very hard matzav. It's a hard nisayon. And it's harder for you than it was for me. Or I should say it's harder for people, not going personal, I'm saying different svivas, but people growing up today than people growing up 20 years ago. The nisyonis are getting crazier and crazier by the day. There's a Dor HaMabul out there. V'tishach yisaretz l'fnei ha'elokim. Without getting into any gruesome details, the matzav is nish good. Noyach teaches us, yes, you could be in a dor, you could be in a sviva, which is horrific, which is repulsive, it's against anything that has shaykhis to kedusha, to tahara, to dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you could be a Navi. A person's capable of picking himself up and separating himself from the world of Rishoyim out there. It's shaykh. And we, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us his Torah. He created us as Am Yisrael, gave us our unique Koichas Nefesh, with our unique Bechira Chavshis, with the tools that he gave us to be Mizgabra and the Yetzara, and to disassociate ourselves from Goyi HaRotzais and the Shmutz and of Goyi Kol HaOretz. it's a tremendous dogma, a dmus to have in front of our eyes. It's shayach. It's shayach to be part, to live in a world which is totally corrupt and totally mushchis. But the shochis are its znus, gezel, everything wrong. And to be a tzaddik tomim, esa elikim lesalich noyach. It's shayach. Shabbos.